This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Hartley.
Are you or your loved ones in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. The doctors at the Yardley Institute have had success with thousands of patients who previously tried all kinds of procedures, but to no avail. Patients come from around the world to the Northwest for the treatments of the doctors at the Yardley Institute. So listen and learn about the unique natural methods and the possibilities for you. This is Restoring Health and Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C.
We've got Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. here with us. Now, we've got Vanessa, who we're going to speak with in just a moment, Dr. Yardley. Tell me about her case.
Yeah, Vanessa came in to see us. She had low back pain, which she had for 2 to 3 years, and it was getting worse, tingling in her hands. But she also had an interesting problem with swallowing food. Food would get stuck. Ugh. And that had been going on for several months, actually.
Well, let's find out what's going on with her now.
Okay. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi.
So,
how are you?
Good. Doing great.
We're always good here. So, Vanessa, why don't you tell us your story? What was the issue that you were dealing with when you went to see Dr. Yardley?
I was having back pain that just wouldn't go away. It would come, well, it would come and go, but it was more coming than going. When I would wake up in the morning, one hand would be numb. It would be like, well, I didn't sleep on it. Then I heard the commercial, and so I thought, well, let me go check it out.
Wow, it's great that you did. What was your experience like? You met with Dr. Yardley. Assumedly, you were a candidate for care, and he did the first correction with you. What was that like? Was it painful or difficult, or what did it feel like?
No, it was not painful. It was not difficult. It was like, is that all? That's all you're going to do? And he goes, yep, that's it. And it was like, okay. And then I just kept coming back. And it took a while for my body to correct itself. And it took a while before my body said, yep, you need to stay in that position. And so but it was just like laying down. He measured my feet. And then my hips were off. And so he just does something up in your neck area.
That's right.
Very lightly in your neck area.
That's what they do.
And then off you go.
Lee?
Yeah, Vanessa, one of the things I noticed in your history is you were having trouble swallowing, and especially bread and meat. How did that go? How did that respond?
That responded much better. I was still having significant problems, and I went to see a GI person, I guess. Yeah. And he said that I was having, he put me on Prilosec. And then, so when I remembered to take that, and then with the correction, it's like almost 100% gone.
Wonderful.
Like,
wow.
Are you never happened.
Are anymore. You still even using Prilosec?
When I remember to take it.
There you go. That says a lot, doesn't it?
I don't always remember to take it.
So you went with the issue of swallowing, but also the back pain, which I assume you'd had for quite some time?
Yes, I'd had it for a long time.
So what did that do? How did your quality of life change after Dr. Yardley's treatment, when the back pain finally started to go dissipate?
Tremendously, because it had gotten so bad that it was hard to walk like 3 or 4 blocks. I used to walk like 1 to 2 miles every day. And it got so bad that I would walk, but I would be afraid to walk very far because it was like, oh, I might not be able to get home. And after going for maybe 4 or 5 months, then it was like, wow, this is tremendous. Now I can walk. I can take the kids back, my grandkids back to the park. You know, I can play outside with them. And I don't have that gnawing back pain anymore.
Wow. That's a big change. I bet that's opened up your world to doing a lot of things that you had to put on the back burner.
Yes, absolutely.
So would you recommend, or have you recommended the Yardley Institute to other people?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I recommend it to everybody. Yes, I would recommend it 100%. It's fabulous. The staff is fabulous. They are just, they're wonderful. Everybody in the office is wonderful.
Except for Dr. Yes. Yardley. He's kind of mean, right?
No. Yeah, it's been a great experience, an absolute fantastic experience. And in fact, I have talked to people about it that just go to a regular chiropractor. And it's like, oh, but you should try this guy. He's fabulous. Like, if he doesn't go in and adjust you and do all of that stuff, that it's trying to get the brain to do what it's supposed to do because the body heals itself. Correct?
Correct.
Yeah, couldn't have said it better.
Exactly.
Vanessa, yes. A pleasure to meet you and a pleasure to talk with you and just delighted that you're having this great experience.
Yeah, and Vanessa, Dr. James is right across the table from me, and we both thank you very much for coming on. We really appreciate featuring you.
Well, thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
A simple question for you. Are you in pain? Well, if you are, don't put it off. You just heard a great example of why that's always a bad idea. Find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Hall Institute. In fact, if you call right now during the show, we're going to offer you a very special deal. Now, usually that first visit, a $148 value. Now, right now, it's just $38. Now, you're going to have to prepay with your credit card. Yes, you'll get all the tests done with the doctors to determine if you're a candidate for care. And, of course, they won't accept you unless they can actually help you. But it's normally $148. Now it's just $38. But here's the catch. You have to call right now during the show. So here's the number, 866-704-1047. The number again is 866-704-1047. And by the way, you can book an appointment at the Yardley Hall Institute at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org. You're listening to the podcast of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally. There are hundreds of people who have appeared and talked about their situation. You can download and subscribe to all of the podcasts at yardleyinstitute.org.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with the doctors at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman for Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and all the doctors at the Yardley Institute. You know, over the years, I've shared with you many, many success stories. A woman who couldn't use her hands to garden. They wouldn't close properly. When Dr. Lee Yardley restored the brain-body connection using the gentle, non-invasive treatment that all the doctors at the Yardley Institute are trained to employ, she could do that again. I've shared with you people who were facing surgery only to find out that, nope, they didn't need it. Restoring the brain-body connection, which they do at the Yardley Institute, that solved it. But you know something I failed at? Is communicating to you the opportunity to not face these things. Find out about preventative care at the Yardley Institute so you do not end up in these positions. Call the Yardley Institute and talk about a preventative care program for you and your loved ones. The Yardley Institute's at 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
I'm with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C.
Frank, I've got a question for you.
Goody. Okay, fire away.
Okay, so is health the absence of symptoms?
Health the absence of symptoms. Well, it is possible to be unhealthy without symptoms.
That's correct.
So I would have to say that no, health is health, and the symptoms may or may not be present for whatever illness you have.
So are you suggesting that you can actually have symptoms and be healthy? You can feel like crap, and it's actually healthy.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, and you would be right. I mean, based on everything science knows, you cannot define health as being the absence.
All right, let's go into this a little bit. Explain what you mean.
Okay, let's take Patrick Swayze, diagnosed with not stage one, but stage four pancreatic cancer, February of 2007.
Out of nowhere, you're right.
Exactly. You go back 90 days, this guy's riding horses, he's making movies, he's buff, he's sexy, and he's terminally ill. So you don't get to stage four without going through stage one, stage two, stage three, and to get to stage four.
Right.
The problem was he didn't know it.
He didn't manifest symptoms.
That's right. And the bigger problem was that his doctors didn't know it. In fact, he died of the same disease that Michael Landon died of at about the same age 10 years before him, and the same disease that Steve Jobs died of at about the same age. Let's say you and I, Frank, go out and eat dinner. Let's go. Say we go out and eat Chinese.
Okay.
Instead of chicken chow mein, let's say we get tou mein.
Oh, yeah, as in tou mein food poisoning?
Tou mein poisoning.
Oh, hate food poisoning.
Isn't it?
This
poison's going to make it into the lining of your stomach, and there's going to be little sensors that determine that these are bad actors. We don't want these here.
Get these guys out.
Brain smart. What does it do? Muscles go into spasm. It's a mad dash for the John. You're out checking all the way.
It's a bad memories.
It is. Yes,
it is awful.
But it's too late. Some of it's already made it past the pyloric sphincter.
Right. Doesn't matter.
Your intestine.
Already, it's acting.
Yeah, the brain's smart. It knows. Can't go that way. Got to go this way.
Oh, no.
Mad dash to the John, and it's the other end, right?
Yep.
All night long, you're up. If it's not one end, it's the other.
Worst 12 hours of your life.
Feel like crap.
Yeah, absolutely.
Literally. Yeah. So the question is this a healthy response? Are you sick or are you healthy?
Are you healthy being sick? What would that be?
It's a very healthy response. It is, in fact, saving your life.
Okay.
So even though you've got symptoms, as you suggested right at the beginning, you can have symptoms and be very healthy. This is a prime example.
Your body is reacting normally and in a healthy manner to expel the bad stuff.
Right.
I'm with you.
You and I both have daughters. We've had little babies.
Yes, we have.
What happens when a baby comes down with a fever? What's going on?
Body is heating up to kill the bacteria.
Okay. And that's a good thought.
Or the virus.
If you take a look at it, what's happened is you've got an army of bacterium that's trying to take over that child's body.
Right.
And if it's successful, it will kill the child. But it's not without defenses. It's got an army of white blood cells fighting. So you've got this war going on.
Yep.
But the white blood cells have one tremendous ally. It's called the brain. And the brain knows what you and I don't. And that is that invading bacterium are febrile sensitive. They can't handle a temperature change with a heck. So what happens is the brain starts jacking the temperature up. White blood cells are fine. It kills the invading bacterium.
Yep.
And it looks at it and says, this is pretty good, but there's still a lot of them. So let's try the other end. And it runs the temperature down and it creates a chill. That kills more of them. All night long, the temperature's going up and down, up and down.
Right.
Does the child feel happy? No, it's miserable. But is it a healthy response? Absolutely, it is.
Which is why, they tell you when you have a small child now, you don't immediately give the child something to lower the temperature, ibuprofen or aspirin, if the child spikes a low-grade temperature. You just don't do that.
Used to.
Yes, in the old days. Yes.
Well, that's the problem when you're dealing with this. We don't have all the information yet. So what makes you think we've got all the information today? We don't know, do we?
Right, no.
So that's why inherent to the process that we advocate is the body heals itself and it makes those determinations. Let's talk about osteoporosis.
A big jump, but I'll bite. Go ahead.
Well, you see, drugs override normal body functions and they create additional health problems.
Sure they do.
They save lives at times.
Yep.
In osteoporosis, if you take a look at it, bone has a life cycle. It has cells that create bones. These are called osteoblasts. And it has cells that break bone down. And these are called osteoclasts.
Okay.
Both are essential to the life cycle of bone. You create bone, but you got to get rid of the bone when it gets old and the spongy stuff. Now, all of the osteoporosis medications on the market work one way. They kill the osteoclasts.
What's that mean?
It means that they've killed the life cycle of the bone. So the osteoblasts continue to keep producing bone, so the bone gets more dense initially, but now you've got no way of getting rid of the old and bad bone. And so the actual quality of the bone deteriorates. And in fact, as a direct result of this, there are over 4,000 ladies that have necrosis of the jaw. You see, the jaw is the fastest reproducing bone in the body. Necrosis is death of. So as a direct result of this medication, they've actually killed their jaws.
So their jawbone has died.
Exactly. So it's just one example of how medication overrides normal body functions. And although medication is essential, we're glad that we have it. In the treatment of chronic illnesses, there's often better ways to go.
So when we talk about the Yardley Institute and what you do, which is restoring the brain and body connection.
Yes.
How does that relate to the medications that we take to eliminate the symptoms?
It's handling the health issues a totally different way.
And what way is that?
It's tapping into the inherent ability of the body to heal itself.
So you're basically helping the body do what it is built to do.
Right. Rather than patching it up, you're correcting underlying causes. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not offering a cure to osteoporosis. I do think that there are more natural ways to go at it. other things that can be done, and we certainly guide our practice members in those directions.
Now, if you like where this is going and you want to know more about the Yardley Institute and Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., then what you want to do is call right now and find out if you'd be a candidate for care. The number is 866-704-1047. Now, we always make this worth your while during the show. If you call right now, you're going to receive a $148 value for a prepayment. You're going to use your credit card. It's just $38. Now, that is the initial consult and all the non-invasive tests. And the testing, by the way, it's a series of metrics that they use at the Yardley Institute to determine if, in fact, they can help you. It is a $148 value, but you'll get it for just $38 if you call right now during the show. The number again, 866-704-1047. Why don't you call right now during the show? Make that appointment with Dr. Yardley. Find out if you're a candidate for care. There is no reason for you to continue to live with your pain. Call 866-704-1047. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? The doctors at the Yardley Institute are here to help you. Their non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at YardleyInstitute.org.
It's Todd Herman for Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and all the doctors at the Yardley Institute. You know, I met a gentleman there who he lived a rough life. Part of it because it was his choice. He was an MMA-style fighter. He was a big-time rugby player, and he worked in manufacturing on the floor. Tough work. His body took a beating. He was just about to get married when doctors told him he had to have his vertebra fused. He wouldn't be able to turn around and look at his wife. His mother-in-law begged him to go to the Yardley Institute. He did not need surgery. The gentle, non-invasive treatment of the doctors at the Yardley Institute and restoring the brain-body connection, that's what they do. If you're in pain, stop. Please go find out if you are a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Simply call them, 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Hey, it's Todd Herman. I'm here with Bryant, a fellow patient with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. I saw it in your eyes. We're a brotherhood because you had an experience sort of similar to mine.
Oh, man, it's amazing. I can't even begin to tell you the relief that I have received in such a short period of time. Within 48 hours, I started to see a difference that was, at first, I thought it was psychosomatic. Yeah. I thought, okay, something is changing. Something is feeling better. Something is happening. But I didn't want to say anything.
Yeah.
Lest I jinx this.
Yeah. And you were talking about some of the challenges you face, such as rheumatoid arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that ran in my family.
Mm-hmm.
And I've not yet encountered that, but I will.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It'll come. So that was a shock for you, but that's also, you're also dealing with that?
Yep. Yeah. The rheumatoid has been very, very difficult.
Yeah.
Just because I saw my mom and it was just horribly debilitating. She was crippled to the day that she died.
Yeah.
And I got that, and it was a gut punch.
Yeah.
And so I just thought, oh my gosh, dealing with that was painfully difficult.
Yeah. And you've been an active guy your whole life. And so, and I can see it in you. I can see that you're a guy that has been active your life. You're an Eagle Scout.
Mm-hmm.
And what's it like now to start being able to do things with your scouts again?
It's amazing because I've even shared this with Dr. Yardley and several friends. It's like, I feel I can run again. I feel I can exercise and lift weights again, and which for the past 2 to 3 years has just not been possible.
Yeah.
So to be able to go and work with the scouts and work with, there's a couple guys that I'm trying really hard to get across the line of Eagle Scout. And with me not being able to be there, it's just heart-wrenching.
Yeah.
And to be able to go back and they just look and go, oh, Mr. Wood, you're back. Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah. You said something to me and I didn't even realize it about headaches. Cause I mm-hmm. the other day was talking to someone and he was saying, oh, I had sciatica and it's gone. I thought, wait a minute. I had sciatica and I didn't even realize, but since I've been seeing Dr. Lee Yardley, it's like, I don't have that. But then you mentioned headaches. I haven't had those either.
Yes. And I used to live on Excedrin. Seriously, I would take 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 a day, religiously every day. And that occurred to me. It's like, my goodness, I haven't seen a headache. I haven't felt even the inklings of a headache.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you mentioned the other little niggling pains and hurts and all those that are just going away, I started to realize he's right. Things are just starting to happen.
Yeah.
I don't require nearly as much sleep.
Yeah.
Which just really blows me away.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm so you said there must be something to this brain-body connection.
Exactly.
Right? Mm-hmm. It makes all the sense in the world. The way I've tried to explain this to people is, look, what happens if it's severed?
Yes.
That's just bad, right?
Yes.
I understand. I've done some research. Severing the brain-body connection is bad, but
yes.
What about impacting that? So what do you tell people who are skeptical? Because I think traditional medicine, you and I are talking about some of the flaws with traditional medicine. Mm-hmm. I mean, they mean well, mm-hmm. but oftentimes they're seeking a program or they're seeking a medication or a surgical outcome.
Yep.
What do you tell people about this, the way that Dr. Lee Yardley deals with the brain-body connection?
Well, it's fascinating because I usually will tell, he says, I am not curing anything.
Yeah.
I'm not healing you. I am restoring the brain to body because what an amazing machine your body really is.
Yeah.
How it can do the things it does, how it can affect the things that it does. And it's all happening. It's yeah. all because, as I said, one of the lifestyle changes, I've stopped taking my statin drugs because they were causing me pains all over my body. Mm. And those went away within days. And it's like, you've got to be kidding
you
me.
You know, I love radio because I got the face for it, but I wish people could see your face right now. This way it's lighting up and the smile on your face, because I see this in the welcome mm-hmm. area, mm-hmm. right? When you get talking this, and it's this brotherhood. Oh my gosh, you're with Lee Yardley.
Yes, yes.
So help me out here, because there's a lot of people who wait, and you've seen them, guys mm-hmm. our age, mm-hmm. you know, I think we're probably similar age, getting mm-hmm. up out of the chair, oh. right? Or getting mm-hmm. down on the ground to play with the kids. Oh, hold on, kids. Mm-hmm. And I've tried to say, look, don't wait. This has been my experience. It's been an experience of other people. So help me. We're talking to those maybe men our yep. age. They're yep. just dealing with the aches and pains. What mm-hmm. do you say to them about that?
Well, first of all, I'll say to them, why are you making that noise? Why? I'm not kidding. It's, yeah. you creak and you groan and yeah. you moan. And it's like, you don't have to do that. When you say about the getting up and can't even walk,
yeah.
that is exactly what drove me into him. Yeah. The sciatica and the pain in the hip were so bad, yeah. I could barely walk. And so I tell the people, even my coworkers, did you notice I'm not getting up and struggling to walk? And the guy goes, yeah, I did yeah. notice that.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things of what keyed in when you said, don't make this the last resort.
Yeah.
Don't wait until you have no other options.
Yeah.
Because I did exactly that.
Yeah.
And my life was not worth living in the pain that I was having, yeah. and I couldn't do the continued medication. Couldn't do it.
Yeah. And as you know, I think I've shared on the air, my dad just masked his symptoms for years with mm-hmm. medication, ibuprofen and many other things, all legal, by the
yep.
way, but
yep.
None of it advisable for the situation he's in. Well, you know what? God bless you. I'm thrilled for you. I'm extremely happy for you, and I'm getting the contact high watching you yeah. be happy.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah. I can't. When I think about it, I can't wipe the smile off my face. Yeah. I'm serious. This has been a godsend. I thank Dr. Yardley for what he's able to do. And Todd, I thank you for bringing this to my attention of saying, don't wait, do this.
Wow.
And when I finally did, it was, I can't tell you the changes. Of course, I don't have to. You know the changes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it's huge to me.
Well, thank you. Thank you for listening, too. I very much appreciate it.
Yeah. It's my honor. I love what you do here.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks, Brian. You know, it reminds me, my dad spent years masking symptoms, and listeners to my show know that it you know, I think it probably killed my dad. So don't wait. Don't keep masking the problem with drugs. Go see Dr. Yardley and find out if he can help you like he did Bryant here, like he did me, like he's done for thousands of KTTH listeners. Call right now during the show, and it's just a $38 prepayment with a credit card. That's an awesome value. Usually it's $148. Call now. It's only $38. This includes all the gentle, non-invasive tests. You'll meet with Dr. Yardley and find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Call 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. You can learn more and book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues that patients at the doctors at the Yardley Institute have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
I discovered how powerful the Yardley Institute's gentle, non-invasive treatment can be. Hi, it's Todd Herman. My joint pain is gone. My sciatica is gone. My headaches are gone. Stop living with the pain. Patients of the Yardley Institute have seen remarkable results from headaches, migraines, vertigo, neck and low back pain, sciatica, fibromyalgia, and neuropathy. Make an appointment with one of the doctors at the Yardley Institute. Go to yardleyinstitute.org. Restoring health, improving lives naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. We'll be right back.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Dr. Yardley, you have a story, I've heard you tell it before, about a young boy involved with your process. And I just would like you to share that story with us because I think it's fascinating, would you?
Sure. It was a number of years ago, and there was this 14-year-old boy, and he'd been diagnosed with, well, what had happened was he'd been experiencing back pain, really.
At age 14.
So severe at times, could not get out of bed. And of course, his parents were really concerned about this. So they took him to the family doctor, and the family doctor really didn't know much about such things, but said, let's get some x-rays taken. He had the x-rays taken, and then looking at them, he said, well, we need to refer you to an orthopedic surgeon. So they did, and about 3 weeks later, you see father and son walking into the orthopedic surgeon's office, and the orthopedic surgeon performed an examination. He looked at the x-rays, and he diagnosed an advanced case of scoliosis. And at that time, there was very little to offer or little that could be done. He simply said, you know, just go on with your life. And so he did.
They couldn't operate at that point.
No, it wasn't that severe. Okay. That would have been an option if it had got severe enough. But that wasn't discussed at that time. From the age of 14 to the age of 18, this young man found himself very limited. He wasn't able to participate in sports. At times, the searing back pain was so bad that he literally had to crawl off the bed. At the age of 18, a fellow classmate came up to him one day and said, look, I know you've been having problems with this. And my dad went to see this guy. He was having some problems with his back, and he was helped a lot. Mm-hmm. So he gave him the card. And the young man looked at the card, and looking at it, he saw that it wasn't a regular doctor. It was someone that did something different. And so he thought about it for a few days and then, you know, made an appointment to go in and see the guy. And the guy explained what he did and what he thought he could do with it. And not at all too sure about this, the young man started under a course of care. And within 30 days, he saw dramatic improvement in the way that he felt.
Now, you're telling me that this kid, this 14-year-old, went 4 years with really bad pain.
It's true.
To the point where he actually could not get out of his bed at times.
That's right.
Or could barely get out. And within 30 days, he felt better?
Yes.
Was the pain gone in 30 days?
90% of it was gone within 30 days.
That's an amazing story.
Yes, and in the months that followed, the results were so profound for that young man that he decided that he was going to go to college and he was going to learn how to do what this doctor had done.
Really?
And it's a true story because I was that 14-year-old boy, and that's how I learned and discovered about the profession that I practice every day.
What did your parents say? I mean, yeah, obviously, were you with your parents at age 18 when you went to that procedure with the other doctor?
Actually, no. So I did this on my own.
Oh, they must have been, when you came to them and said, the pain is gone, they must have been astounded.
They were, but they were even more horrified at the thought that their 18-year-old son was going to leave New Zealand and travel to the United States to gain an education. That was a little bit difficult for them to deal with. But deal with it they did. And over the years, I've had the opportunity of taking care of many, many people with scoliosis.
And what is scoliosis?
Scoliosis is curvature of the spine. Looking at it from the front or the back, it's got curves in it. And you measure these curves in degrees.
Okay.
If there's no scoliosis, it's 0 degrees. If you've got a curve, then you start measuring it in degrees, and it goes up. And if it gets to 20 degrees or more, then medically, they would consider putting you in a brace.
Okay.
And this is something that has to be worn 23 out of 24 hours a day.
Is that curative, or is that just something that you wear for the rest of your life, or what?
Actually, neither. You will wear it for a period of time with no expectation that the curve will improve. The theory is, and I think it's true in practice, is that it's going to stop it from getting worse.
It doesn't
get rid of it, but it slows it down or stops it from getting worse. And the thing about it is there have been tomes written on how teenagers tend not to wear those.
Yeah.
It's because of the psychological impact on them.
It's amazing. So let's talk about how your procedure doesn't, quote, cure
scoliosis?
It doesn't, but 90% of the cases we've taken care of in the last 34 years have shown measurable improvement on x-ray of the curves, regardless of age. I'm talking even senior citizens.
People who have had scoliosis for 40, 50 years.
Yes, there's a reduction in curves. Now, one of the things that we make clear to people, our goal is not to straighten the spine.
Okay.
Our goal is to balance the spine. Give me the choice between a crooked, balanced spine versus a straight, unbalanced one. I'll take a crooked, balanced one any day. But one of the side effects of that is these curves measurably go down. We see dramatic improvements with that. There are cases that are so bad, we will not accept them for care. They've waited too long. The damage is too great. They're really going to need to go through the surgery. If it's over 40 degrees, now I've taken care of cases over 40 degrees and seen significant improvement.
Yes.
But the medical approach is if it goes over 40 degrees, then they would do surgery. That surgery would be to actually bolt rods into the spine, which a person will be expected to wear for the rest of their lives.
Will they be pain-free?
They're not necessarily painful with the rods, but they're restricted in terms of how well they can move. And there's often pain that develops as they get older.
Your procedure, the upper cervical procedure that you do, the alignment that you do.
Yes.
What is that? Why does that help so much? And just really briefly.
Because one of the side effects of a brain-body compromise is you function with one leg shorter than the other and one hip higher than the other, which naturally causes the spine to curve to the short leg and low hip side. So once you correct the brain-body connection, the legs even out, the hips even out, the reason for that curvature now disappears.
You got a great reason to go see Dr. Yardley, because right now we've got a special deal for you if you're listening. Of course, they have a website. You can check it out, yardleyinstitute.org. But you can find out if you're a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. right now. If you call right now, you'll receive a $148 value. It'll be just $38. And you'll meet with Dr. Yardley. It's a personal consultation, right?
It is.
You got some tests?
Absolutely.
A whole series of them to determine if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. The offer is good, though, only during this show. So you're going to want to call right now, $148 value for a prepayment of $38 using your credit card. Here's the number, 866-704-1047. Save yourself some money. Find out if you're a candidate for care with Dr. Yardley. Call 866-704-1047. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with the doctors at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman with a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Sure. So the pain in your hand and back and shoulder was so bad you traveled all the way from Texas to see Dr. Yardley?
It's worth the plane trip. See somebody who could make a difference. It's like a whole new life.
I'm also a patient of Dr. Lee Yardley's. I had this experience being amazed at how gentle and non-invasive the treatment was. And what a great teacher Dr. Yardley was, talking about the brain-body connection. For me, the healing improvement was so quick. Did you share any of those commonalities?
I so did. It was amazing to me. I spend hours a day at a computer screen, and it just has made worlds of difference. I can work without the pain in my arm, without the pain in my hand, and without the pain going across my back and shoulders that was just excruciating. I was on heavy pain meds, and it still wasn't taking care of the pain. Being able to walk out and be totally changed and feel so much better. It's like a whole new life.
Call now during the show when it's just a $38 credit card prepayment. That's a great deal because normally it's $148. This includes all the gentle, non-invasive tests. You'll meet with one of the doctors and find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Call now during the show. It's just $38. 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. 1047. Learn more and book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Welcome back to the show. Dr. Yardley, just a second, we're going to talk to Allison, who I think is a new patient for the Yardley Institute. And she has
complex region pain syndrome. It sounds complex. What is it?
Yeah, it sounds complex to me, and I don't know a lot about it. I don't think anyone knows a lot about it. It is thought to be related to the sympathetic nervous system. There's been other theories that it's related to the autoimmune system. The answer is they really don't know.
A lot of stuff going on with it?
Devastating to the people that suffer from it.
Well, then we better talk to her and find out how she's doing.
Yes.
Allison, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
Dr. Yardley is here.
Hi, Allison.
Dr. Yardley.
So, Allison, you have had this condition, complex region pain syndrome. Tell me what that meant for you in your life. What were you suffering from physically, and what was going on?
It's an injury to your sympathetic nervous system.
Uh-huh.
And so the diagnosis is that it overloads all the time,
And
your limbs start to curl, and you're really sensitive to light and air, and your limbs pull and curl.
And does that restrict how you're able to get around?
Oh yeah, for quite some time I was in a wheelchair and on a cane.
Oh, my goodness.
Because it was just too difficult to get around anymore.
Now, how do you deal with that? Do you take painkillers for that kind of thing?
I was given opiates.
Okay.
And then I was scheduled to have a brain stimulator and a morphine pump.
Wow.
Put in, but I chickened out.
Okay.
And so I got off the opiates, but I didn't get any better. My condition didn't really change.
I got to ask you, how much were you spending on drugs a month?
I had $1,300 a month.
And how long was this going on for you?
My auto accident was in the year 2000.
So you were dealing with this for, what, a minimum of
10
years?
Yeah,
yeah, a long time.
Yeah.
All right, so you went and saw Dr. Yardley.
Yes.
What was that procedure like? Non-invasive, gentle, harsh? What was it like?
Oh, it was so gentle. You hardly even feel it. And you just lay there, and they move this bone. And when you sit up, you can feel the difference right away.
Really?
Like my whole left side of my body got warm right away. My face got warm. And it just amazed me because I'm always so cold all the time. And so I noticed it right away.
Uh-huh.
And it was very gentle. You don't feel anything. And it's an easy procedure compared to some of the things I've been through.
So now I understand that when you first got there, you could not sit up straight. You could not shake hands.
No. My limbs are so cold and they were so painful that I didn't like to shake hands with anybody.
So are you still in that situation, or has that changed?
That's really changed. In fact, I went out in the sunshine, and it doesn't even hurt.
You must be just amazed.
I'm amazed.
So are your limbs still curling, or are they straightening up? They're not.
No, in fact, all that, I get the desire for them to pull, but they don't actually pull and cramp anymore. So the feeling comes there, but then it dissipates. And as far as my lower back goes, I had a L4, L5 injury from the car accident.
Uh-huh.
And so by the time I saw Dr. Yardley, I couldn't sit up straight, and all I could do was either lay to the side or lay forward.
Uh-huh.
And boy, right away, that started clearing up, and my limp went away. So I'm very, very excited and happy about life.
Now, would you recommend this to somebody else who has complex region pain syndrome or a similar set of, say, problems that you had?
Oh, anyone with a pain syndrome, I think, would be really well served by this. And, you know, when you're in pain all the time, you get angry and grumpy.
Uh-huh.
And life doesn't have to be that way. I was very grumpy all the time, and I noticed that I have a real nice feeling of peace. And I don't feel frustrated all the time and just that upset feeling from not feeling good.
Are the drugs pretty much gone?
I don't take anything.
Oh, my.
And I was on a lot of ibuprofen, too, and yeah. I don't take any of that anymore. So, and it really has helped me with the withdrawal feelings from the opiates.
Yeah.
You know, you even after you're off them for a while, you still get that feeling of when you start to withdraw, And I noticed that that had disappeared, and I didn't expect that.
Now, you're a relatively new patient with Dr. Yardley, yeah. the Yardley Institute, I should yeah. say. So you're not even all the way through your treatment yet, are
no.
you?
No, I'm not. And that's why I wanted to do this, was to tell other people that, you know, your relief can come faster than you even think it can. And, you know, you can get some quality of life back.
Mm. And you had been through so much in those 13 years in terms of loss of job and the wow. insurance. The way you've been treated has been, well, it's been despicable, actually.
It has. But I've been treated very well at the Yardley Institute, and I'm really grateful.
Well, we are grateful that you would take the time to chat with us. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you, Allison. We do
thank
appreciate it.
Thank you, Dr. Yardley.
It's my pleasure.
Dr. Yardley, that's almost too good to believe.
It brings tears to your eyes when you realize what this woman has been through.
And this is why you do this, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Fundamentally, what's the payoff for you?
35 years of seeing people helped in ways they could never be helped otherwise.
You got to find out if you're a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, particularly if you're living with the kind of pain that she was living with. Here's what you can do. We'll make it worth your while. The phone number is 866-704-1047. Usually it's $148 value to go in and see them the first time, but we'll knock it back to $38 if you call right now during the show. You'll go through the usual testing, yes?
Full battery of tests.
Right, to find out if you're a candidate for care. And it'll just cost you $38, not even $40. $38 if you call right now. That's 866-704-1047. You can also book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? The doctors at the Yardley Institute are here to help you. Their non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman. I'm here with Bryant, fellow patient with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. I saw it in your eyes. We're a brotherhood because you had an experience sort of similar to mine.
It's amazing. I can't even begin to tell you the relief that I have received in such a short period of time.
I love radio because I got the face for it, but I wish people could see your face right now. The way it's lighting up and the smile on your face, because I see this in the welcome mm-hmm. area, mm-hmm. right? When you get talking this, and it's this brotherhood. Oh my gosh, you're with Lee Yardley.
Yes, yes.
So help me out here, because there's a lot of people who wait, and you've seen them. Guys our age, you know, I think we're probably similar age, getting up out of the chair, right? Or getting down on the ground to play with the kids. Oh, hold on, kids. Mm-hmm. They're just dealing with the aches and pains. What do you say to them about that?
Well, first of all, I'll say to them, why are you making that noise? Why? I'm not kidding. It's, yeah. you creak and you groan and yeah. you moan. And it's like, you don't have to do that.
Yeah.
That is exactly what drove me into him. Yeah. The sciatica and the pain in the hip were so bad, my life was not worth living in the pain that I was having.
Go see Dr. Yardley and find out if he can help you like he did Bryant here.
Call now during the show, and it's just $38 credit card prepayment. This is a great deal because normally it's $148. This includes all the gentle, non-invasive tests. You'll meet with one of the doctors and find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Call now during the show. It's just $38. 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. Learn more and book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Before I say another word, I want to take a second to say thank you for sharing part of your day with us. I am here with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. And Dr. Yardley, in just a couple of moments here, we're going to talk to Lisa, one of your patients. She has a fascinating story to tell about just a sense of well-being, anxiety, and it tracks back to an injury she received some number of years ago. So let's get her on here and find out what her story is. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And Dr. Yardley is here.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Dr. Yardley.
So, Lisa, I want to kind of go back in time here a little bit. Can you tell us what started, where this all started for you? My understanding is there was a concussion and that led to some stuff. Tell us your story.
Yeah, absolutely. So for the last couple of years, I had been experiencing a lot of anxiety. My husband actually was a patient of Dr. Yardley's, and for years, I would say probably about 4 years, he kept telling me, you have to go and see him, you have to go and see him, because I had been, you know, going to psychiatrists and things like that to try to, you know, conquer this anxiety, and just nothing was working. They wanted to just load me up with prescriptions, and that wasn't really what I wanted to do, so at the advice of my husband, came in and saw Dr. Yardley, just did a consultation to see what he could do to help me out.
So now, how did this manifest itself in your life? Did you have any, like, physical ailments, things that you felt, maybe your neck, your upper back? What kind of was going on there? Issues with your back or headaches or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So just as a result of the anxiety of itself, I was constantly feeling tension in my mid to upper back. I was going for regular massages, which would help for a couple of days, and then would come back. And then I would say probably one of the most frustrating things was just I would have constant headaches, really just in the back of my head, you know, my eyes, stress headaches and things like that. So,
Lisa, two questions for you. One, what caused you to hesitate or not listen to the wisdom of your husband? And two, what motivated you to finally take that step?
Honestly, just being stubborn, just feeling like how could something like that possibly affect the way that I'm feeling mentally? To me, I thought it's psychological. It can't be physical. There's no way. But, you know, after trying everything else and, you know, I'm like, I have nowhere else to go. So that's what finally made me listen to my smart husband.
So, Lisa, you finally got into Dr. Yardley. You did the initial consultation. You became a candidate for care. He did the first treatment with you. What was that like?
It was actually a breeze. So I was a little bit concerned. I wasn't sure what to expect. I mean, Dr. Yardley had explained it pretty well, but, you know, just never having done it before, I wasn't sure. But it was seamless. I mean, there was no pain at all. You could barely even tell that anything was going on.
And so after your initial adjustment and for some time after you're under treatment, when did you start noticing a change in regards to your anxiety and your complaints about your neck and your headaches and all of that?
Almost immediately, actually. So I would say, you know, it took a couple of days for that, you know, kind of out of it feeling to pass. But to be honest, I felt like I was already feeling like that a little bit anyway, just as a result of the anxiety. So it wasn't something that was, you know, interfered with my daily life or the ability to do what I needed to do. But I would say that just after a few days, it started to go away. And it's funny because now when I feel like I could potentially be out of place or anything like that, the anxiety is the first thing I start to feel. I can recognize it right away just because of how quickly it actually disappeared to begin with.
Well, let's talk about that. Where are you today? Let's talk about your neck and your upper back. How are they? How are your headaches?
Great, actually. So I have really experienced almost no anxiety. Like I said, there are some times where it starts to come back a little bit. And of course, now my first thought is I have to go back in to see Dr. Yardley because I'm out of place. But the tension in my back is pretty much gone. I treated myself to a birthday massage, and instead of having them focus all on that one place, the middle of my back, it was nice to just be able to relax as opposed to relieve that tension. But the anxiety is virtually gone. The headaches are pretty much gone.
So how's your quality of life these days?
Much better, much better. Aside from just the anxiety and headaches and things like that, I just feel so much more alert. I can concentrate better at work. I feel like I have more energy. And just honestly, I feel like a different person. The way that I even communicate with people has changed. I feel more compelled to even just have open and honest conversations with people without that anxiety kind of taking hold of me and altering what I might want to say. I do feel like it's truly a life-changing experience.
So, Lisa, what would be your advice to someone who might be dragging their heels?
I would say just be informed. Don't necessarily feel like you have to be, you know, if there's something that's bothering you from a medical perspective that you have to go see, you know, an MD and get pumped full of prescriptions. I would say just be informed and just give it a shot. I mean, you have absolutely nothing to lose.
And have you appropriately apologized and thanked your husband for his wisdom?
actually, I got him back in there to see Dr. Yardley because he had been dragging his
tail
for a couple of years.
Yes.
Well, Lisa, it has been a delight to talk with you. Thank you so much for making time with us.
Yes. Thank you very much, Lisa.
Yes, of course. Thank you for everything.
You take care and have a good day now, okay?
You too.
Good talking to you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There you go. Another terrific example of what can happen when you restore the brain and body connection. And that's what they do at the Yardley Institute. Now, perhaps you've been listening and you've been wondering if you are a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Well, there's really only one way to find out, and that's to pay them a visit at the Yardley Institute. And here, let me give you a little added incentive. If you call right now, you're going to receive a $148 value for a prepayment with a credit card of just $38. Now, that's the initial consult with all the non-invasive tests. See, they've got these metrics. They got to determine if, in fact, they can help you. 866-704-1047. You know, there's no reason to put it off, no reason to continue to live with your pain. Call now to find out if you're a candidate for care. 866-704-1047. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues that patients at the doctors at the Yardley Institute have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman for Dr. Lee Yardley and the doctors at the Yardley Institute. You know, I have met hundreds of patients of the doctors at the Yardley Institute, and I've interviewed dozens of them. And I want to tell you that there is a difference that we've all seen. It's truly remarkable. I've seen people come in for fibromyalgia and sciatica to find out also that their depression abated, lifted. I've seen people go in to have their necks worked on because they're being told you got to have surgery. And I found out that no, they didn't have to have surgery. It's all about the gentle, non-invasive care at the Yardley Institute. That's what the doctors practice and working in the brain-body connection. If the brain-body connection is severed, well, it's the worst. But if it's aided, well, it's the best. Call and see if you are a candidate for care. Meet with one of the doctors at the Yardley Institute, 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047.
Thanks for listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. You can learn more about the Yardley Institute and listen to over 50 patients share their remarkable stories. Just go to yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman for the Yardley Institute and the doctors of the Yardley Institute. I will never forget my first treatment at the Yardley Institute. I couldn't believe the detail and the care they take to get to know your body. See, the doctors at the Yardley Institute, they don't guess. It's all about the data. It's all about getting to know why. Why do we hurt? See, in the medicine world, the drug world, they treat symptoms. Certainly, sometimes drugs are needed, but the symptoms, it's like going to your house that has dry rot and saying, hey, I painted over it. It's fixed. No, they go to the root of the issue. Fibromyalgia, sciatica, even depression, headaches, people facing surgery. When they restore the brain-body connection in the gentle, non-invasive way, so much is fixed. Call and see if you're a candidate for care from one of the doctors at the Yardley Institute, 866-704-1047. That's the Yardley Institute, 866-704-1047.
The information in this program is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any illness or disease or injury. Consult a qualified health practitioner for answers to your personal medical questions.
Your best.